Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a new favorite giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, wrapping up the Giants season and talking about what went wrong, what went right, and I'm just, here's to me what it all comes down to for the Giants. And I said, you know, you're going to go through dry spells when you hit 235 as a team.
Yeah.
And someone on the text line said everybody hits 235 now as a team. That's wrong. You're wrong about that. That's incorrect. The Giants right now, this is the problem. Right now, the Giants are, what do you think they are in batting average in the league?
Okay.
Average.
I'm a guess, but I would love for you to tell me to guess what their average is with runners in scoring position. But okay, for the sake of you said their average.
It's probably near the same as their overall average. Anyway, they're hitting 235. That's 25th in the league. So they're 25th in batting average.
Gotcha.
Okay. What do you think they are in home runs?
28th or 29th?
They're 20th. They're 20th in home runs, and they're 25th in batting average. So I'm even looking at a team like the Angels. They're hitting 226 as a team, much lower than the Giants, but they hit more homers.
Yeah.
So I look at a team that doesn't hit for average and doesn't hit homers. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'd love to know where they rank in walks in baseball, because I got to believe that's pretty low. But
they strike out a lot.
Never, right, exactly. So, like, that's to me their explanation for why they went through long dry spells.
Yeah, and look, you make some valid points, but there are some people in this business, Stani, that where I care about their opinion, and some I don't. But I hate to do this, but Mark Abanez agrees with you. He texts me this, Stani. Hunter Green all day. Are you kidding me? Okay, Webb and Green. Okay. But, dude, he's saying, imagine if the Giants went in the playoffs, Webb and Ray are out of gas. And that happened this year, Mark. But it didn't happen last year, or I didn't see it as much as it is in regard to Webb. But he's saying you need horses like Bumgarner and Kane. But I'm just saying, we've seen Webb finish strong, and all you got was, hey, good season, go home. You know, and that could have been the year 3-4 of what he was talking about. But I just feel like, as man-to-man, Steiny, when I look at the Reds and I look at the Diamondbacks, whatever their warts are, and compare and contrast to the Giants, I look at the Giant lineup and I watch them play, and there have been bonehead decisions on the bases by the players, and Bob's not doing that, but I really feel like there's been no, what's the old saying, grown up in the room to kind of reprimand some of these dudes. And, oh, Steiny, how many times did you say, Guru, they're not good enough to sit Ramos? Send a damn message. You didn't make the playoffs, so I'm just saying maybe there's a different way to skin the cat, but nobody is above reproach. Nobody is that good to where, you know what?
That's right.
You've been making bonehead decisions. Your ass needs to sit. Maybe I'll put you in after the fifth inning, and I'll pinch hit, but I just think Melvin, like, missed all those signs to send a message. And then the one thing that really let me down was, you couldn't figure out more often than not why your club was not doing this or that.
I can figure
the
it
slogan,
all out.
Though, but real quick,
what needs
Stoney,
to be figured
the
out?
The slogan was, why are we making blunders on the base pass? Why are we not fielding the ball? Why are we throwing the ball to the wrong cutoff guy? Okay. Why are we not hitting? All we kept hearing all year long was, I don't know. Well, lie to me then. But don't tell me as a baseball skipper in charge of your team, and then the players start saying, I don't know.
Well, they don't.
I don't know.
They
well,
don't.
Somebody needs to pay the price, because if nobody knows,
they know.
And the skipper
what,
doesn't
what
know.
What do you want them to say?
Danny, the skip. I got the wrong skipper. Give me something. I want Melvin to say, this is the worst coaching job I've done. And you know why, Steinmetz?
Why?
Because everything I told them, they didn't do. It went in one ear and out the other. Everything I tried, it didn't work. This season's on me, man. I would appreciate that. But
that's
to
great.
Say,
that's
hey,
great.
It's just
and,
another season in
listen,
the books.
I know, listen,
we're
gonna
run it back
what's going,
next year.
Here's what's going on here. And I get it. And we all want to back up our opinions.
All right.
You think these guys, these Giants players, are better than they are. You absolutely think they are better than they are. And wow. Like I would do, well, then you got to blame it on the manager. You just do. If you think these players are really better than they are, then you must fire Melvin.
So the big three.
But I don't believe that.
So the big three, could they're on your books, of Chappie, Adames, and Devers. That doesn't. No, seriously, okay. Scotty. Because I know where you want to go. Well, give me all the other 29 teams. That's a good core. It's not the youngest core.
Is it better than the Dodgers?
No. Well, can, that, but that's you're like in saying, the you're prettier you're, than Halle Berry.
Well, you play the Dodgers 20 times.
All right.
Is it better than the Padres?
But boy, it ain't that one.
So you couldn't have expected them to win the division because the Dodgers have better hitters and pitchers.
I think it's better than the Diamondbacks. I think it's better than the Reds.
Well, they're close to the Diamondbacks. They're close.
I mean, but you also know, Steiny, again, we talk about hot and cold. Too many times this team was lackluster. They weren't playing good fundamental baseball. It's one. You can lose, but when you're getting picked off third with the tying run in the ninth inning on the road,
you're picking a few games over the course of a season. I get it, and maybe they turn those games around. You get five more wins, but
you really think I'm overrating even Adames and Devers?
Yes,
huh?
I do. I do. They're good. I'm not saying they're not very good. I'm just saying if you look at it practically, let's just be honest. The Dodgers have more talent hitting and pitching.
No shade in that at all.
Well, there is shade because you can't win the division then.
Okay, so we got five other spots.
But you can't beat the Padres either. They have better players. Like, I'm not saying they couldn't have a good year and surprise, but when people say they've underachieved,
like that's
well, that
the
means
word.
You think they should have been better than the Padres.
I have no problem saying that.
Well,
you
I
got
don't.
Tatis
well,
and Machado.
Well, and that's
Rafi
where I got.
Devers.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out on that.
All right. Now
I'm just
Jim
out.
Bowden joined us, Steiny, a former GM, joined this same program and at different junctures.
He was wrong.
No doubt.
Okay.
But he wasn't the only one that had expectations.
Right.
After
and,
that move.
Right. And nothing
this
happened.
This team was going to be.
They made a move.
And there it is.
And nothing
okay.
happened. You know why?
Tim.
Because they have other players than Devers who weren't good enough. And so that even when he came, because the other players were completely mediocre or half the lineup, his acquisition didn't make a dent.
So, do you think it's, okay, let's just say Melvin comes back. Do you think it's fair for how the Giants season went that you look and review what you got from the manager in a season that I think 99.9% of Giant fans will say was disappointing, Steiny? For whatever reason, it's in disappointment city.
And I've said this, I don't care if you fire Melvin or not. I could care less. It's not going to change my opinion that this was not a managerial issue. It was a talent player issue. And if they hire a new manager and they have the same team next year and they win 90 games, I'll say I was wrong.
Okay.
Simple as that.
I am not trying to be a smartass. Why do you think Gabe Kapler got fired? And he took the team to the playoffs.
Because nobody liked him. They didn't win, and nobody liked him.
Well,
and
they
nobody
did
liked
win.
It. Nobody
they
liked
won 107 games, Steiny.
Okay. So then that winning 107 games once every 7 years, like that year was an outlier.
Yeah, it was.
It was a total outlier.
I mean, but it counts, and he got them to the post. So you just think Kapler got fired because they didn't like him.
They didn't want to play that platoon ball. They were tired of that. Posey, when Posey was hired, he said, oh, treat everybody like we need to treat players like humans. We can't put them on the human shuttle back to Sacramento. Nobody likes this platoon system, so that's why we're firing Kapler.
So what
now
do you
got
do
Melvin
now?
In here, and he tried to do things a little different. And guess what? Any way you cut it, they're 500. So that tells me they're not good enough.
I am fast. It's like the Giant version of the playoffs for me this offseason, and it's about to start after Sunday. Because we'll find out what, you know, and I hear every time I talk Giant baseball with different people, oh, Posey loves Melvin. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I do wonder if there's going to be a price for what I deem an a disappointing season. Like Stoney, you could tell me all kind of, hey, Goo, what's your read on this and that and the quarterbacks? You're thinking, you know, McCaffrey and Kyle. Well, obviously, he's not cautious about McCaffrey. He's giving the touches. But when it comes to Buster Posey, just new on the job, spent that money, got some players in here who now when you look at the numbers,
you're
like.
You say spent that money like he should be praised for it. If he spent money and they don't produce – that's
but
on
the two
Posey.
Dudes did produce,
okay,
when it was all
think.
Said and done.
Like that's and
because now you're telling right. me they didn't make it, and I'm not saying you're wrong. It's because of what was around them, Adamas and Devers. When you look now, without watching the movie, they hit the back of their damn near baseball card to me.
Right.
So okay, they didn't get enough help. Now what's Buster to do to go get that help, or is this an instructional issue to where I really believe? The mental game of life in sports, there is no separation.
Okay, all right.
Some guys can get the most out of others with work.
Has
with
Willie Adamas earned his money this year? 225,
okay, 28,
84. 225, 28, 84. Did he earn his money?
I'm in a heated argument with you, but
no,
if
you say
I want to say yes, Scotty.
Okay. And I'm not,
hold on.
It was close.
I almost want to say hell yes because he was down on the mat like Frazier.
Fair.
And he got up.
Yeah, he got up
even
to 224.
I got you. But Stoney, how many guys are hitting 300 in the baseball? Like the average thing, I hate to say it, that's like that thing doesn't carry as much weight as it used to.
Okay, so it doesn't it carries no weight Giants.
On, I'm not going
to
say
no. No, I got to say it. So to you, it carries no weight that they're the 20, that only six teams hit worse than them, batting average, and they don't hit for power.
It carries
like,
weight.
There's your answer
but
to questions.
But why would I say Pat Burrell, everybody laughs like,
go ahead. I'm not saying.
Because
go fire him. Who cares?
He has a job, and there's a way to judge his job. And when I look at the Giants on paper, why they strike out, why they stink with runners in scoring position, even the studs, I got to feel like collectively the instruction might not be the best. And, hey, it happens. Maybe we need another hitting coach.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Okay, and here's just a thought.
Okay.
Bob Melvin didn't do a good job. You want to get rid of him? Bailey's got to go.
I wouldn't
he
fight
stinks.
You on that. Okay.
Jung-Hoo Lee, what are we doing with him? He's an ordinary player. Ramos, what are we doing with him? He's average. Who's playing right for us now? I bet he ain't any good, and he isn't. Whether it's Matos or the wild man, you know, it's like okay.
Let's go to their pitching.
Yeah. Well,
it
looked great.
Exactly right.
Well,
now.
Guess what? The back half of their starting staff was very bad,
and I'm telling
they
you
were
what,
bad. So what is the
I'm
mystery?
I'm bringing Verlander back.
What's the mystery? That's what I don't get.
Oh, the mystery is why are we 3 games under 500?
I just told you all the reasons.
Why has every pony in the race lapped us? Why are we done and the last week means nothing?
Because you're not as good as these other teams. And if you want to say, Steiny, this is the best, this Giants team has more talent.
Because Webb said it. Yeah.
That's fine. But first of all, you can stick that up your rear end.
Oh, hey.
That's just talk about a guy. That's just the guy talking. But guess what? Yeah, maybe it is the most talented. But you know what?
What?
Other teams got more better than you over the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, you improved. You got better. This is the best Giants team. But guess what? Padres got even better.
The Giants.
Arizona is even better, and the Dodgers, Steiny, you still can't touch.
I'm not saying the Diamondbacks are better than the Giants, and I'm not, and I know for a fact the Reds
who
aren't.
Who finished higher last year? The Arizona Diamondbacks or the Giants?
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay, so now that's 2 years in a row Arizona's been better than the Giants, but the Giants are better. Then maybe that is a Melvin
issue. Well, last year you didn't have Adames nor Devers, and I guess that's what's got me triggered.
I guess what's, yeah, and...
So I'm asking, and they also study, lost, are you just going to run this thing back?
They lost Conforto's home runs. They lost Soler's home runs.
Please.
You want to know why they're 25th in home runs, or 20th, rather, in home runs, because you got a catcher who can't hit any. I got to do legal.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Study, an Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Bruden City.
You're going to laugh, and a lot of people will, and I had old jokes about him, and I said this about Verlander. I think you got to put on the full court press to bring him back, especially with what happened to Roop. Like, Stoney, it was ugly as all. I was like, he's 42, Ronnie Lott. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, if I'm Posey, we might have to bring out the champagne, strawberries, and red carpet for Verlander. I'm being real.
Yeah, that's great, Guru. That's great. And so your big moves, bringing back a 3-11 pitcher
with a
3.88 ERA.
No, we got other stuff.
But that's my point. Like, we got to bring Verlander back. He's average. He was terrible the first half of the
Schmidt
season.
Is Casey Schmidt your second baseman moving forward? Or
exactly.
I get it.
That's my point. If he's your second base moving forward, okay. How many second basemen is is Casey Schmidt better than? All of them? Half of them? Let me take a call or two here. Filmo, right. Mike. What's up, Filmo? Hey! 12 years. Cut it out! Get him off!
He's God, working.
Filmo, you're done.
Hey, he was
hang
working.
Up on it.
He ain't done.
That's the cardinal sin.
Kenny, get your boy. He was working, man. You can't get that taco money.
Pete in San Ramon. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Poor Filmo, but at least I am paying attention.
There you go.
Hey, look, Guru, about wasting Logan Webb. Do you want to just cut him loose so he can go flourish somewhere else?
That's a great question, but I don't think the Giants are that far off from making a wild card to where you should say bye-bye, especially with this Dever and Adames additions. So I'm just asking the question, why are the Giants where they're at in the standings? I think that's disappointing. That's my whole premise. It's disappointing.
Okay, well... Steinmetz is right. Devers and Adames ain't enough, and they got to get more better players, not replace Logan Webb.
Pete,
not his fault.
Nah, you're right, Pete. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, and I wasn't. Come on, Snotty. I wasn't. Not that he needs me to do it. I was propping Webb up and what he stands for and what he means. But my thing is, this is disappointing.
I mean, the thing that I'd be willing to talk about is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, okay, they're going 80 and 82 again, right? 81 and 81, whatever it is. It's the same old story because it's four straight years where they've had 500 talent.
But this is different.
No, it's not.
You got two dudes in Adames and Devers.
Baseball takes nine players, five starting pitchers and a great bullpen. And if your two best players are two guys that combine for fewer homers than a guy like Cal Raleigh, you're going to be starting from behind in terms of offensive baseball.
I'm not mad at you on that one, but this is why I love myself in this take. Throughout the history of sports, if we just went and looked at the books on the highest payrolls, wouldn't you think those high – the highest payrolls don't equal championships all the time. But with the highest payroll, Steiny, that's natural expectations. And the Giants, Devers,
then get on Posey. But you're not.
I have no problem doing that.
No, you're not. You're getting on Melvin.
No.
You're saying that Posey's put together a team that should have been in the playoffs, but the manager's the reason why.
Not beat the Dodgers apart. Now, listen, it's twofold to that. I'll get on Posey's neck if he shows us that he's going to bring Melvin back. Then for me, that's when that starts.
Okay. All right.
But Steiny, this payroll, with payroll comes expectations, and that
get
Giants.
You got to get on Posey. I'm sorry. If you are saying this payroll should be doing more, then you better come down Posey's road.
But what's that look like as far as the team? He's in his embryo stages of running the Giants.
Well, then don't expect him to be a 90-win team.
He did his part spinning the bread.
According to you. He spent bread. He spent it wrong, maybe.
But we just both said that he didn't.
I didn't say that. I asked you if Adamas.
Would you give Adamas this season?
I asked you if Adamas earned his money, and you didn't answer for 5 seconds.
Just real quick, a letter grade on Adamas this season.
C.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
What about Devers as a Giant?
C+.
Now, Kenny, help me. I'm asking you. I got you. But I feel like that's private school grading. Like, that's, whoa.
No.
They haven't both been perfect.
That's my point. If you're saying, look at the back of the baseball card, it's about where they've been, then they get a C because they had the same, Adamas has had the same year that he's had in the last three or four. Like, he didn't pick it up. He didn't hit 36 homers and hit 250 or 260.
How would you answer that, Kenny, on both those? Just a letter grade on Devers as a Giant and Adamas this season.
I think Devers' grade is a little lower than I would go.
Don't be scared of Steiny.
I would say like a B- for Devers.
Okay.
Especially, that's fine. But he also had to play first base, something he's never done before. Adamas had a down year though. Last year was the year that got him paid though, right? Because it was a contract year. Finished 10th in MVP voting. I mean, all the numbers were up. It was down here, and he struggled very early on into midsummer. So I kind of give the same letter grades.
Devers a little bit higher.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. With Adamas and, like, did he truly impact winning this year?
Okay. What if I told you that?
I didn't see it.
Nobody did.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, I think when Devers got hot that stretch, like, he kind of carried him.
And Adamas was going off, too, in that stretch. He got hot before Devers.
They didn't win.
So is that all on
Adamas? No, it's not. No, it's not on him at all. He put up the numbers that he put up.
Hey, are the Giants a young or old team to you, or in the middle? How would you say that if I just threw that at you? The San Francisco Giants moving forward, would you say they're relative?
They're old. They're older. You just talked about their core. Their core is Adamas, Devers, and Chapman.
And
they're all in the league for 9-10 years. Now they got Eldridge. Obviously, he's a young player. They got young players. Ramos.
Can you give me one more offseason or two for Posey? Like, I really believe that we did it for Farhan. Can't we?
Posey's not going anywhere.
I know that.
They're
but
not
going to
fire Posey. They're afraid of him.
And that's why I was
they're
like,
not fire Buster
I'm not,
Posey.
I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just talking about the job he's done. And I believe Landon Adamas spending to get Devers halfway. He did the deadline way before the deadline. Like, that's something Giant Brass was not doing.
Okay,
now, it didn't pay off in year one, but what it, I can't
you're
wait
afraid
for.
Of, I get it. You're afraid of Posey.
No
Yes,
way.
You know why you're afraid of Posey?
No, I'm not.
Because he extended Melvin, your boy.
But that could mean.
And that's just, well, he did. So
that,
he's
that
done
could
like
dressing,
four things.
Steiny, he could still get ran. That was an option. Okay. He can still
think
get ran.
Do you think he will? I don't.
I think it's on the – when they were knocking the cover off the ball, I was apologizing. He ain't going – now I think with this latest edition of we don't know what we're doing and why we're not hitting.
If a guy ends up hitting 230, but for 2 months he hit 280, but he ended up hitting 225. Well, he's not a 280 hitter.
Well, that's the Klay Thompson.
He's not a 280 hitter. He's a 230. Well, it's not even 230, Adamas.
I just and you tell me this. And I know, do you feel like I'm giving Adamas extra credit for when he was batting 190 and it was so bad that now that he got to those, I'll say pretty much his standard. Do you think I'm acting like he hit 50 homers because of how low he was at the beginning?
His not necessarily. His numbers are his numbers.
And it looks like he wasn't going to get there.
Well, but just because he put together two good months doesn't take away from the first four. Look, the numbers are the numbers. Are you happy with 225, 28, and 84? Are you happy with that? I don't care.
I'd like to see the average say, be 240. Give me 245, 250. Like,
and if you want to say that's baseball these days, then that's good enough and that's fine. But then we got to get better around those guys.
But you really believe the Diamondbacks, I know we're up against it, are a better baseball team than the Giants?
Well, they have been the last 2 years.
Fact. But
what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can I tell you briefly something? It was weird that happened to me this morning in the office.
What?
So you left the room, the green room, as Kenny and I. Dude gets excited over a coffee mug, raises the coffee mug and goes, Guru, isn't this a cool mug? I look at him as I'm looking at the mug like, what are we doing here? But it was weird. And then I told him as much, and he goes, yeah, I'm into coffee mugs.
I like coffee mugs.
I don't see the problem in that, Goo. Plus, it was from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I don't know who brought them in. There's a few of them out there. There's
an octopus on it. It is as if it was the Golden Gate Brit. It's a cup. It's a cup.
Steiny, take a look if you can.
I like it.
Oh,
it's a good mug.
I like it a lot.
How about keep it to yourself?
It looks like a great camping mug.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you don't have to share that with thy neighbor. That's all. That was a waste. Like, it's a mug. Sip it and shut up.
All right.
Yeah, my bad, Kitty. I'm glad you liked mugs.
All right. Can I articulate one of the big issues with the San Francisco Giants? And we're talking about Willie Adamas. Willie Adamas.
Yeah.
And I simply said,
I forgot his middle name. I was about to say it.
Did Willie Adamas earn that contract this year? 225, 28, 84. So I did another deep dive. Okay. So get this. And I'm going to preface this by saying, I'm not saying this is all Adamas.
So this is clearly not a smear campaign.
No, but it's an indication of why this team didn't get it done offensively.
Right. Okay.
How many homers does Adamas have?
28.
How many were solo?
Wow. I would say the reason you're asking me, it must be 14 of them.
21. Three out of four of his homers were solo. Now, I'm not saying
he's on a bad offensive baseball
team. That's my point. I'm not here to say he doesn't hit in the clutch. I'm here to say,
man, that is
those
hot.
Two things combined.
He might have 110 RBI.
You can't win like that.
Yeah.
He's hit. This is unreal. He's hit. This is incredible. Willy Adames has 28 homers. He has 27 of them were either solos or two-run shots.
All right. That's bigger than him, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's, you're exactly. On the pond, but,
that's right. Yeah. And that's why, overall, they weren't good enough.
Yeah, and I won't hide from it. 21? A lot of people are like, hey, Goo.
My God.
Hey, we get you, but you can't ignore the fact that Adames started off bad. And nobody is – I'm not doing that, but – I think when you look at the 2025 Giants and you say what went wrong after acquiring Devers, the answer is we don't know. And somebody needs to know.
Well, I would say that Willy Adames hitting three out of every four home runs and they're solo, we've got to address trying to get more runners on base.
I got you.
Because you don't, like, they didn't get enough runners on
base. They're
also slow as molasses. They're slow.
Do you move?
Doubles don't score guys from first.
Do you
first.
Move Ramos to right field?
Sure.
But then who's your left?
Why not? Let's go to Rich in San Jose.
Richie.
What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I wanted to talk about a few things, but listening to you guys over the past 15 minutes on hold, why are we talking about the Giants like they're not in a rebuild? What happened at the trade deadline was Buster sent proven talent from a depleted bullpen and got nothing but prospects and I believe a pick or two back, maybe some cash considerations, whatever they do with the crazy baseball trades. But it takes luck to rebuild, and it takes guys in the middle of your order doing more than what our guys did. Chapman's been playing hurt. I don't care what anybody says. Chapman's been playing hurt for 3 months. He's just been toughing it out. He should be batting 280 while Adames couldn't pick up that slack. Adames could hit 280, but he didn't. He thumped more and hit 28 home runs, which would be 40 if he stayed in Milwaukee and 50 if he'd have gone to the Reds. So this team is in a rebuild. That's exactly what Buster is doing.
But their payroll is almost $180 million. How can you – that's an oxymoron. How are you in a rebuild and you got a payroll at almost $180 million? I'm just asking you that. Help me.
I got two words for you on why they're spending that much money and they're in a rebuild. Farhan Zaidi. Mm. He's the one who put them in a financial hole. And Buster needs more than one season. Devers needs more than half a season. Willie needs more than one. They extended Chapman. The locker room, or I'm sorry, not the locker room, the dugout loves Bob Melvin. What they need to do is wholesale the entire rest of the coaching staff, let Melvin and Buster work together and go find some guys that have maybe been on other teams' staffs and go pick and choose and throw bonkers amount of money at them and say, come fix us. Make mid-game fixes for these guys who are not putting the ball in play when we have guys on second and third with no out.
Hey, let me ask you
this,
Rich.
That's what needs to happen. But this is a rebuild.
Rich, wow. let me ask you this. If I said, and because we're talking a lot about Adames, if you asked me, and somebody said this on the text line, how was his year? I would say underwhelming. Fair, not? What do you think?
A huge hole. He dug himself a huge hole hitting a .180, a .190 in the beginning of the year. But he got back to almost the back of his baseball card.
There it is.
On a team where he's batting fourth. Are you kidding me? Willy Adames batting fourth? He's a number two or a number seven hitter at best. But he's swinging for the fences because nobody else besides Devers even tries. Devers, even when he gets out, unless he rolls out or walks 1,000 times, hits 110-mile-an-hour laser beams all over the place. That's what he was brought in to do. He's not supposed to hit 280 for the Giants. He's supposed to hit 40 home runs into the water. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do. He swings like Jonghyun Lee, but his helmet stays on. I don't understand that. That bugs me. And every single time Jonghyun Lee does anything, his helmet falls off.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah. I don't buy the rebuild, Stoddy. And I've never defended Farhan, but Posey went and got Adames. Posey went and made this trade for just in regard to the payroll, which went up after those two transactions. That wasn't on Farhan. You can't put that at the doorstep of Farhan, Stoddy.
I agree with the last caller. Like, I don't think for a minute when Buster Posey got Devers in the trade, he was like, we're good. I think he's like, okay, now we got Devers, we got Adames, we got Chapman. We need about three more guys like that. How many two or three. We need two or three more players that hit 25 homers and knock in 75 or more runs. Like, we need
if you're right.
three of those like okay players, pretty good. You need two or three more of them.
I'll tell
and
you
maybe
what,
one's Eldridge. Maybe yeah. one turns into Ramos. And then maybe there's another outlier here or there.
Well, good luck with that, having Eldridge pop this soon. But my point to you is, if we don't hear the postgame presser from Buster say he's disappointed in this season, then I'm blown away. We've already heard – I'll give Melvin his credit on this.
I'm sure he's disappointed.
He said as much. So,
right, he should be disappointed. But I'm wondering – but why specifically should he be disappointed? Is Buster Posey – if he's disappointed, is he disappointed in himself? Is he disappointed that
player?
Is he disappointed that maybe he thought Adames and Devers were different than they turned out to be? Does he believe that they let him down, but he thinks after a year of being here, they'll settle more in and be better next year? They could be better next year, those guys. Yeah. Bob's in San Francisco. Hey, Bob.
How you doing, man?
Hey,
how are you?
Great. You know, first, I really enjoy your lively repartee most weekdays, so thank you for that, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so just before I get to my main point, I do want to mention that the Giants have a lower ERA than the Dodgers pitching staff, so... That's just one thing to look at. But the reason I call is I'm sitting watching most games in my den screaming at the television set because I have the sense that the Giants look at, you know, they have strike three looking. It seems like a lot. And I looked it up, and they lead the league in strike three looking. And that's a little concerning, right?
You know, yeah, of course.
Put the ball in play, you know?
Yes. Thanks, so Bob. Go ahead.
That speaks to, you know, overall batting approach. And I just think it's like maybe it's overstating it. But the hubris of these professional baseball players that turn around and argue with the umpire instead of protecting the plate and getting their hacks in, which is something that you two and I was taught starting at 10 years old. Right. Like if it's close to the plate, like get that ball in play. So. I mean, I think that speaks a lot to the Giants' hitting approach. I don't know what happens in the end, but, you know, all the stuff you guys are talking about, by the way, I really agreed with the last caller, too. But it's like, get that ball in play a little bit more, guys.
No doubt. That's a fair point. Hey, Kenny, and I'm also now interested in where are the Giants in walks?
I'll tell you where you think they're at. Why are you asking? Because I believe they're in the bottom.
And now I got to ask, what about walks and strikeouts?
20th or lower, Stoney, I believe in walks.
Let's go to film. Well, hold on, Filmo. We'll get to you. But then we're looking at they don't hit for average. They don't get on via walk. They don't put the ball in play
enough.
They
strike out.
And they don't hit a lot of homers.
And they strike out.
But we're wondering why they haven't.
No, but the wonder is, Donnie, Pat Burrell's not long for this job. I got to believe. If Melvin comes back, it's with a new hitting coach.
All right. Let's go to Filmo, Mike. What's up, Filmo?
Hey, what's up, y'all? You know, it's crazy. First of all, the best bargain is the Gold Club, $5 on Fridays. Listen, man.
What do you get for that?
$5?
Yeah.
You get thighs, breasts, a couple of wings.
But, Mike, who eats at a strip club? Who eats it? I couldn't. I couldn't.
Man, you got to live a little, guru, and you done lived a lot. You got to live a little bit more, brother. But, nah, with that being said, man, why are we spending a whole hour talking about the trashness, the whackness of the Giants? Buster Posey seen that hot garbage and said, man, I'm not finna invest in these guys. These guys don't even have the fundamentals. Let's start with the fundamentals. We're not even talking 200 batting average. Patrick Bailey can't hit to save his life, right? Fundamentals. Run hard to first base. Don't jog. Hustle. Nobody want to watch that, man. These guys ain't Barry Bonds. You can't just walk to first base. Who the hell you think you are? They're trash. They need Logan Webb needs what Adamas got. Somebody to come in better than him to knock his pigeonhole down. Boom. Then we get set up. Maybe somebody needs to come in with Devers and knock his pigeonhole down. So then we're all aligned where everybody's is in their proper position. So that's why we're trash, because like Steiny's trying to tell you for the last hour and a half, you can't hit. Then you can't pitch. And then when your pitchers, when crunch time comes around, because they've been laboring all year just to be, what, 500, at the end of the year they have no juice left because everybody is trash. And Logan Webb is, he's right, he is a number two. On our team, on the Giants, he's a number one. He's a hell of a pitcher, but he's not no number one on the grand scheme of things. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? We're trying to be number one on the grand scheme of things, not in the Bay Area. It's a lot of local rappers. I want to be a national rapper. That's what we're trying to be, a national brand. Not no cool little local story. Oh, he's a cool little local rapper. Oh, you know, he had a hit or two, one hit wonder. Nah, we want longevity, man. This team is boring. They're trash. They don't hustle. Adamas smiles. Okay, big deal. He can hit. Adamas had a nice season. Is he good on the grand scale of all the shortstop in the league? No, he's trash.
All right, Mike. I wouldn't say he's trash.
And he made the All-Star game, and he's leading in innings. The dude's a bona fide stud, man.
Okay, and there it is. If you're calling Adamas a bona fide stud, don't ask why you're 500 team.
No, I was talking about Webb.
Okay. I don't think you were, but I'll let you go.
Now, I got some trivia for you.
All right.
Adamas' 28 home runs, how many do you think were at home of the 28? Or if you know, tell me you know.
I think at least 23 were in Colorado.
Nobody saw that coming. You're ready for Carson. Of the 28, how many at home?
11. I'm guessing. Am I right?
11. You guessed.
No, I didn't.
What made you say 11?
It was a lucky guess.
Ken, what you think?
Because I'll tell you why.
Look at Kitty. Look at like.
Because I knew it wasn't going to be as drastic as we might think.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, so it's not going to be 22 on the road and 6 at home.
Let me tell you what you can't do, and you're trying, it's like a rat trap. You're setting it up for later. Don't you dare say I'm afraid of Posey.
No, you are.
No.
And that's rightfully
so.
If
Melvin comes
back, he's an institution.
That's when the file is started for me. Okay.
I was going to say, Goo,
I'm sorry.
So he had 11 in Oracle Park. Is that what you're saying, Willie?
Yeah,
11,
yeah.
So you know his expected by each park?
Okay.
He has 28.
Yeah, gotcha.
24 would be expected home runs at Oracle. So if he hit all his home runs at Oracle, he would only lose 4 of those. So it'd be the same.
I got
meaning
you.
Like he could hit.
Okay,
he could hit home runs at Oracle Park.
Yeah, there we go.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah. An afternoon when it's 92 degrees, no wind.
That was pretty funny. How many did you say it?
Pitcher throws one right down the middle.
That was good.
Sure. He can tattoo you for a solo job in the sixth inning to cut the lead to 7-1.
But I can't wait for Willard and Dibbs, because let me tell you, Stanley, let me tell you.
Oh, they're going to say that the Giants are sitting pretty.
No, this ain't no rebuild. You don't got $180 million payroll. You rebuilt.
First of all, like,
you ain't rebuilding.
Of course they are. And you know what? Like, you're using this money, they'll spend another $100 million.
You can retool, but you ain't rebuilding.
Yeah, too bad. It's a rebuild.
Please.
It is.
He said that to Posey, thought something to somebody.
Posey believes it's a – I think he thinks it is. There's no, you cannot tell me Buster Posey, who's seen championship baseball and he's been a part of a championship team, thought for 1 minute that when they got Devers, they were going to...
They had action.
They were going to win it all.
The Dodgers, they had action.
Well, I don't think he was like, we're done now. There's no way he was like, we're done now. He's
the
like,
Giants,
we kept
after
Chapman.
That trade, were the biggest dud. Yeah, that's the firecracker that don't go off.
But let's
yeah,
not.
That was the biggest dud of Major League Baseball after they got Adames and what happened.
Right, but let's not let's not say dud because that might reflect on Buster Posey. His move didn't work. The bottom line is he traded for Rafael Devers. And the team was 15 games under 500 in his tenure.
That is crazy.
Because I think they were like 10 over when they got him, right? Is,
and everybody thought.
Let's go to Jonathan in San Jose. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, man. I want to say if anything's trash, that call, that last phone call from Filmo, that was a trash take, man. You want to call a team trash, the Colorado Rockies are a trash team. That's fitting. You cannot disrespect these hitters because you're new to baseball, maybe. Not you guys, but I think a lot of Giants fans don't understand. And I love that FP brought this up as soon as we got Devers. As soon as we got Rafi, he said the expectations are going to go bananas. I can already see in the comments you guys think that they're suddenly going to be World Series bound, and we're still rebuilding. And he was going off about how Willie. He was saying, Willie's a great hitter. People were calling him, trade this man. He's trash. And that piece said, put some respect in the guy's name. And you guys are trash because you don't understand baseball. You got to give more than a half season to a full season for some of these guys to adjust. That's not me. That's not you. That's just baseball. And I just think that next season, I agree with that phone call a couple of phone calls ago. He nailed it on the head. We're in rebuild, Goo. As far in the rebuild as you want to admit we are, that's a different story. We are in a rebuild. And I think anybody that sees what we're going through can understand that. And I think that the pitching towards the end of the season showed that. We need some extra hands. I agree. We're in a rebuild. Next season, we play like this, then yes, we can call all those names, those phone callers. They can feel justified. But until then, let's pump the brakes. Let's see how this offseason goes.
Exactly. Thanks, Rod. Anybody who thought this was a – come on.
And
Rod,
how
you're
dare
right.
you say
you're
Philmo
right,
Mike, you felt that way? And then when Philmo was saying it, you was cackalacking.
What?
And then when Mike's gone and he says Philmo Mike, you're like, I agree with you. But you didn't say nothing to Mike.
I didn't
you
really...
laughed at Mike's material. Then when he's gone, yeah, I disagreed. Anyway, this ain't no rebuild.
Yes, it is.
You can't. Not when your payroll's this high.
Well, you keep talking about your payroll being
dude,
this
it ain't
high.
Going nowhere. Adames, Chappie, and Devers are here to stay.
If they were done spending, then that would matter. But do you think they're done spending?
No.
Okay, well, then they've got more money to spend. So it's
But it doesn't ignore the fact that it's high already
guess
and
what?
You got nothing.
Guess what? The Warriors have the second highest payroll in basketball. They're rebuilding.
Please, that hamstring don't go out. We're in Western Conference Finals.
This team is so far away. They're 3 years away from being 3 years
Warriors
away.
Warriors or Giants?
Both.
No, stop. Warriors had action last year.
Yeah.
Dude, they won that game one, man. Damn. Yeah.
Well, it's all right. In your mind, they won the series. They got to the Western Conference
I cannot
finals.
Wait to ask Willard and Dip two things. The best bargain and then this this mess that I'm hearing about. You miss me with that.
Well, you miss me with this team's underachieving. They're not underachieving. They achieved. They achieved what they deserved. Yeah. 500. Four straight years.
That
500.
Was
yeah. And that's why you're right. The last caller was right. The problem with the Giants is they aren't trash. They're simply mediocre and have been for 4 years. They just have. And you know what?
I'm going to do dibs.
And here's the
Relax.
Other thing. Here's the other thing. God forbid we take out the greatest outlier in the history of outliers, the 107-win season because you take that out, and this team then is pathetic.
Yeah, but you can't.
Stop thinking this is some storied franchise with top-shelf talent. No! It's not. It's not. The reality of the situation is you're in the division with the Padres and the Dodgers, and the only way you are going to beat either of those teams over 162 games is you have to overachieve.
Man, Stoney, the Padres were lost for a lot of this season.
But it doesn't matter. Where did they end up? How many wins?
I got you.
All right. 888. We got crossover coming up on 95.7 The Game. That's brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.